One of the main features of the society of the ignorant is that a person's relationships are generally based on self-interest. Friendships, marriages, and business partnerships are generally built on self-interest. Most people usually think only of themselves. Other people's thoughts and feelings are generally relegated to second place, or else ignored entirely. The moral values of a true believer, however, are completely different, because one of the main attributes of believers is their freedom from selfish passions. A believer who has managed to overcome his or her endless worldly passions and desires will treat other believers with altruism and consideration. In one of his hadiths, our Prophet expressed the approach that believers should adopt towards one another. The believer wishes the same for his brother as for himself. Sincere believers, who have greater regard for the other party than for themselves, thus fulfill a requirement of faith and conscience. One of the finest examples of these superior moral values of faithful servants is that of those who emigrated and those who harbored them. Those who were already settled in the abode and in faith before they came, love those who have emigrated to them and do not find in their hearts any need for what they have been given, and prefer them to themselves, even if they themselves are needy. It is the people who are safeguarded from the avarice of their own selves who are successful. The way that a believer holds other believers above himself is not restricted to providing them with material means. A believer considers all the needs of other believers before his own. Even in the most difficult-seeming times, he will relegate his own ease and comfort to second place by immediately placing all the means at his disposal at the service of other believers. Furthermore, in the same way that he will feel no unease at doing so, he will also not allow the other party to feel any embarrassment. He does what is necessary and behaves in the finest manner possible without allowing the other party to feel indebted to him. The duty of godly Muslims who wish to share paradise together is to take a close interest in their brother's faith, moral values, cleanliness, happiness, and health. They always maintain an attitude of consideration and altruism by watching over their brother's deficiencies and needs.